Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. What do the following three stories have in common? An Inuk recalling her history, language, and culture amidst the ice floes of Nunavut. Three diverse black women in Toronto sharing the unique hair problems they faced during the pandemic. And a young Jewish Romanian couple meeting aboard a ship burgeoning with refugees adrift at sea during World War II. Well, these stories are all films featured in the Future of Film Showcase, or FOFS. In its second year, this festival has selected 11 new short films made by Canadians under 40. Courtney Jackson is a Toronto-based experimental filmmaker whose hybridized storytelling transcends the physical body. Her film Wash Day looks at three black women talking about bodies, hair, skin, beauty, and self-love as they each cleanse themselves in a shower. Max Shoham, an award-winning prolific maker of animated short films in diverse genres, has been obsessed with movies since grade 3. Sophie and Jacob is an animated retelling of Max's own grandparents' story about how they met aboard a ship. Ella Morton is an artist whose still and moving images incorporating obsolete techniques have taken her across Canada and throughout Scandinavia. Her film Kajanaktuk combines manipulated analog formats along with recordings of an Inuk's recollections of her life so far in Nunavut. All the films playing at FOFS are available on CBC Gem for free right now until July 22nd, and I'm very pleased to have all three of these fine young filmmakers, Courtney, Ella, and Max, here with me to tell us more about their new works. Hi, Ella.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Max.
Hello.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi there.
Thanks so much to all of you for coming in. Well, digitally speaking. So all three of you, though young and accomplished artists and filmmakers whose work has been seen at festivals worldwide, let's start by talking individually about each of your films at the Future of Film Showcase. So let's start with Ella Morton. Your film Kajanuktuk is an abstract look at the people, history, and snowscapes of Nunavut as narrated by the voice of one woman, even as the images you show are burnt or obscured or clouded on the screen. So can you describe to listeners the look of Kajanuktuk and how it relates to the narrator's own oral history?
Yeah. What I shot the whole film on Super 8 millimeter when I was in Nunavut, which was in 2019. And I'm just using different techniques to kind of destroy and alter the film. I'm spraying varnish on it, spray paint sometimes. I'm bleaching it. I'm painting on it with inks. And all those things are meant to show both the sublime, magical, amazing qualities of the land, but also at certain points in the film, some of the darker parts of the history of what's happened on the land. The narrator is an Inuk elder, Naulak Ledru. She's lived in Toronto for the last 30 years, but she grew up in Apex Hill in Nunavut. So in parts of the film, you'll see her talking about some Inuit mythology, sometimes just about her own personal memories of growing up in the Arctic and just sharing her appreciation for her land. And in those parts, it's usually in color and it'll be kind of sometimes sort of flickery, multicolored kind of effects coming back and forth over the landscape. And so that's meant to show like her appreciation of the land. And then other points in the film, she talks about, like in the 1960s, how the government forced the Inuit to settle in communities that the government created. And they slaughtered most of the husky dogs that the Inuit had so as to disable them from moving around in their traditional way of doing things. And then she also talks about how Iqaluit, the capital of Nunavut, has changed and just grown so much since she lived there in the 80s. And yeah, so in those parts, it's in black and white, and I used mostly black spray paint on the film. So it'll be this sort of flickering, yeah, like the black kind of covers it up and sort of erases it as a metaphor for how the government has tried to erase Inuit culture in the past. So yeah, so in both ways, the film manipulation is a metaphor for what she's talking about.
And Ella, much of your work I've noticed both in Canada and also in the Nordic countries. What attracts you to the North?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know entirely. Maybe it's just being Canadian, and you know, I love looking at maps, and I'm very drawn to the parts of the map that most people don't pay attention to, and that nobody knows that much about. And so with Canada, you know, like 80% of the population lives pretty close to the American border, but then there's all this land north of where most of us live that that most Canadians don't ever go to. So I'm drawn to the mystery of that, I guess. And in general, I'm drawn to landscape as a place where we confront mystery and the unknown. And I find in northern and Arctic landscapes, that's even more prominent, that confronting of the mystery, which is so intriguing and exciting to me.
Max Shoham, your animated film Sophie and Jacob is about how your grandparents met each other on a ship crowded with Jewish Romanian refugees during World War II. Where did you first hear about this aspect of your own family's history?
I can't even remember where I heard it first. I think like just growing up in a family, like as a descendant of refugees, like that has always been like the earliest story that I have known, like of my heritage and like of my family's history. So I can't even remember, must have been my parents when I was a small child.
Sophie and Jacob looks to me like a cross somewhere halfway between illustration and animation. Can you talk about the look of the film and how you made it?
Yes. So the film actually began as an experimental documentary. I went to Philadelphia, where my grandparents live, for a Seder last in Passover 2019, and was attempting to make a documentary, like piecing together interviews about the story of, it's actually my great grandparents. And lo and behold, the film morphed into a fully animated narrative. It still has like aspects of documentary in it. Like all of my research came through filming interviews. And actually at the end, there's a scene where it transitions into live action. And that live action was filmed during the Passover Seder that one day in 2019. But I wanted to tell the story in a very up close, personal and intimate way, and really like show Sophie and Jacob during their journeys and show their trauma and show their love kind of blossom. And the only way for me to do that, like as a grade 12 independent filmmaker in high school in Toronto, was to animate it. There's no like, how can someone like me make a scene with 100 refugees crowded by a massive cargo ship arriving in the 1940s? There's just no way to do that without millions of dollars and lots of industry clout. So I felt that like animation was the best way for me to tell the story with all of its like minute relatability and like up close personality.
Courtney Jackson, your film Wash Day is an intimate examination of three Black women who share their ideas about their hair, bodies, and self-image, even as each of them is shown cleansing themselves in a shower. What is it like bringing a camera into such a personal space?
It's a very valid question. I was very concerned about that, just because I think it's just a level of vulnerability that you just don't readily ask anybody to do. I think the women that were involved in the project, Magda, Eve, and Kiera, were really understood the purpose of the project and what I was trying to do. And I tried to exchange, or at least establish a moment of exchange between my stories and theirs, and made, you know, a mini proof of concept of Wash Day starring myself, and had myself answering the questions that I would later ask them. And I was also in the shower washing my hair and talking about the things that we later talked about. So I made it a point to be like, I am the filmmaker, but you are also a part of this process, and we're making this thing together. So that's how I did that.
As not a Black woman myself, what can you explain to some of the listeners what is meant by Wash Day?
Well, Wash Day is just the day that you wash your hair. I think it's not, I don't think it's, is more beneficial to wash Black hair, Afro, textured hair as minimally as possible, just because constant washing can dry your hair out, it can break your hair. And so you really have to designate a certain day to do your hair and your routine and such. And so, it could be on the weekend, it could be on a weekday, but Wash Day is Wash Day.
And of the three women, I found them very diverse, both ethnically, even linguistically, of their background, their personal expression, things like that. What did you find in common among the three?
Well, I actually didn't think about what held them all together in terms of their stories. I knew that I wanted to talk to three of them just because I was so interested in who they were as people. And at the beginning of the project, I didn't really know what it was going to look like at the end. And I just kind of let their own stories and their own anecdotes kind of link the three of them together. So, yeah.
Okay. No, thank you. I'd like to talk to all three of you now about the making of a short film. When you make a short film, do you think of each piece as part of your larger body of work, or as a unique and complete document all its own? Let's start with Ella. As primarily a visual artist, where does Kanajukduk fit within your oeuvre?
I would say it's more the first thing you said, that I do think of it as fitting within my larger body of work. I've started out as a still photographer and more of a visual artist. So Kanajukduk, I think, started out as being more of kind of a side project to a larger body of photographs that I was working on. Although now that it's done, I think it can stand on its own as well. But yeah, I do see my filmmaking as integral with the rest of my work.
And Max, was Sophie and Jacob a finished work or a part of a bigger piece you have yet to make?
So I think this is a really interesting question. And like, I have a couple ways to like answer. When I'm making films, I don't really like think of them as necessarily, like I don't think of them. I'm not trying to like construct movies to fit perfectly in my like, in my filmography, and like I'm not trying to like build on previous ideas. Usually I just come up with something and then do it how I feel it like needs to be done if I really want to make it happen. But of course, when I finish the films and I look at them like with a more analytical eye, like a couple months after I've like finished the project and after I've stopped hating the movie when I'm done working on it, I mean, I can always reflect on like how they build like how they build an oeuvre together. All of my movies are like built from very personal stories. A lot of them about like my own life and like my past. And this one in particular built from like my family tree and my heritage. So they all feel very like interconnected. And especially like with animation, they feel even more personal because I'm literally drawing every line. So every line like comes from my body. So in that way, I feel as though all of them fit together in an oeuvre, like that is cohesive, even if I'm tackling like different themes and different genres with several of the films.
Courtney, let me pose the same question to you. How does Wash Day fit within your larger vision of the world and your body of work?
I'm actually going to echo a lot of what Max said. I actually pitched Wash Day at the Regent Park Film Festival as something I would be doing as my second project and wasn't really forward thinking about how it was going to be situated in the work that I was making. But I think that as artists, whatever you're making, however, you know, disparate in themes, the work is from each other, like everything, you know, as a collection, when you're looking back on it, becomes a body of work that is authored by you and your own experiences and your own perspectives. And I know in my first film, there are things that I'm thinking about that I guess I bring to Wash Day. And I know that when I'm going to be working on my future projects, even developing things now, I'm going to look back at Wash Day and see some of the things that I've still have been wrestling with or ruminating on in my own mind. So I think it all the works that we make tie themselves together for sure. And I don't think it has to be something that is very intentional in any way.
Courtney, Max, and Ella, thanks so much for talking with me. Three fascinating short films by Canadian filmmakers Courtney Jackson, Max Shoham, and Ella Morton are now playing for free in Canada on CBC Gem until July 22nd as part of the Future of Film Showcase. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.